What is the right length for cold emails? Why you need to avoid selling in cold calls? How to get an intro to someone? And when should you follow up on a lead? All this and a bag of chips on today's boot-shaking episode on cold calling. I'm Michael Cuenca, and you're listening to Son of a Pitch. Another way to really capture people's interest is the cold email outreach. You haven't met the person, but you know you want to get in touch with them. You know you want to actually get their interest and pique their interest to reach out with you and have a coffee maybe or a drink or something. What you got to do first is honestly stick to what you're trying to accomplish. Get to the point. Spend no more than 3 to 7 sentences max on reaching out to these prospective investors or angels and use that very carefully. You have a very limited amount of time to make a massive impression on these prospective investors. This is your company we're talking about here, so get to the point. Get there fast and grab their attention as early on in the email as you possibly can to really drive them through to actually want to meet with you later. Save the lengthy schmooze fest for when you're actually standing in front of them, when you're enjoying the presence of their company. You know, instead of trying to sell them right off the bat, they're going to get defensive. They'll want to push back without having to hear anything about how awesome your product or service is. So keep it short, simple, and to the point when you start with, and then lead that in with your core goal, which is always try to land that coffee meeting or phone call. Another one is, don't make them think. If they have to forward your email off to someone they know, if they're a hub to the wider network of angels and investors that could possibly help you out, write their email for them. Have a unique message for each investor, each introduction that you're trying to achieve, and make it easy for them to just hit the forward button instead of having to rewrite it and reword it. Introductions are good and they're nice if you take the time to write them properly, but save investors, save connectors plenty of time by doing it yourself and doing it for them. And lastly, but most importantly, if you've ever met someone and they said, I'm gonna hook you up with an introduction, the minute they leave the room, take the 30 seconds to a couple of minutes to do it right away. There's a good chance you'll probably get distracted. Facebook will ping, something will happen, the stove will boil over and pasta will be ready or some crazy. Life will happen in between when you say you'll send them an email and they will actually do. So when you finish with that conversation, send it right away. Do it as soon as possible. Get that out there. Maybe have a couple of basic templates good to go about who you are and what you do and fill it in with some tidbits about what it is that makes you a great fit for that introduction. But most importantly, do it right away. Don't wait to make an introduction that can actually save your business.
Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to smash the shit out of that subscribe button. Tell all your friends about it. I'm new to this podcasting game, so send some love this way. Otherwise, stay classy, stay sassy, stay hydrated, give zero fucks what other people think, and have a wicked awesome day. You just listened to Son of a Pitch with Michael Cuenca. I'm Michael Cuenca, saying, take it easy.